This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And welcome to the third and final hour of the show. And you know, Guti, during this time, we give it all to Mr. Makhi from the Library Services within Knowledge Hub. Mr. Makhi, good morning once again, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to our listeners. Yes, Knowledge Hub is the only way to start your day.
Kunjalo nje. Mr. Makhi, siyazi ukuthi, yay, it's one of the busiest seasons of a library. Because it's examination season, and you're seeing students up and down. Even here on radio, some of them have taken leave because they have to write. So, what do you have for us this morning?
The exams are here. The stress, the tension, I mean, we can feel it, all of us, right? Mm. And so there are just some few, you know, at this point, because you've done this thing for the rest of the year, man. I mean, it's not like, okay, yes, we're human beings, we panic. Mm-hmm. Quarter, we knew in January, we knew in February, we've known for the last 10 months because this moment is going to
come. It's going to come, yes.
So, okay, we are ready. Well, like, I mean, from my side as well, just a few things to highlight, you know. So you'll see Goma Olympics. I like watching the back part. I mean, even if kuzodlala ibhola kubuka abadlali be warm up. So now let's just share those few tips for you to warm up, things to keep you moving while doing my exams. It's all about talking to someone othi ubebhala on Monday, and then the next paper is on Saturday. Now you have 5 days to sit. Probably you may end up losing your focus. So it helps if there are things that you say, I must tick to this. So that is the wisdom, right? So let me just share those 1, 2, 3, 4 few things that you can think about. So the one is self-care. Again, this morning, I met a guy you never know. I mean, mm-hmm. So people always have to look after themselves, even if they are still under pressure, right? Mm. So a few things to notice here. As the library, we're closing late. We open till late, mm-hmm. and also we are now open 7 days a week. So we are open until 11 Monday to Thursdays. Then on Friday we close at 9. Then Saturday and Sunday we close at 6. Mm. So you have no excuse, really. You can find us there. We do have a study space. It gets filled up very quickly because it's busy. But then we are people who share, so we all give each other a space. So it was found. So please do not be shy to use less of space. Then also in library, we find a lot of students dropping things. I'm not sure, no, my stress, my exams, phones,
really?
I'm a student card, I'm a mouse, anything you can think of, we get dropped.
Hi.
So we have our security, they're nice people, please. If you lose something, just go and ask, especially my student cards, because we worry about it. If suddenly, in this case, you get your email, and then you forget something else. Mm. And then also from our side, since yes, we do encourage you to use our books, and then also sometimes we also forget what's going on through date. You're supposed to keep library books for 2 weeks. If you're still using it, it's okay. Request a renewal. So for an extra 14 days as well. So sometimes people will forget those little details. Mm. So again, approach our desk, ask us what can I make a renewal. I mean, just a few things there to help you use our space more effectively. So basically, looking after ourselves, that is self-care, number one. Mm-hmm. Then number two is, of course, when you are studying, you have to read. Now, you have to read very well. So you have to read for absorption. So the things that you have read are the things that you should be able to remember, which means they are there in your mind. Also, to recall. So if you ask a question, we'll be able to quickly come up with an answer. Now, what helps you do that is for you to go through multiple sources, not reading just your study guide, not just reading your own notes, but reading across various documents
to get a better understanding.
Yes, yeah. I mean, a different field here and there would say, okay, this one is more detailed, this mm-hmm. one is superficial, and also give you my examples. And also, it's cool and it's cut, but it is now also making you, you know, use your time wisely because you are focusing on your work. It doesn't feel like you know. Okay, we do have ama print books na ama e-books. Now, ama print books is my own preference. I mean, as much as I'm a librarian, I use computers, blah, 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 but I always prefer to read something on paper for some reason. I mean, people have got some preferences.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are reading a paper-based item, if it's your own one, have ama crayons, have ama highlighters as well, just so that you can highlight, you know, the different pages, different sections, laws of Nukumbula Konizindo. Now, at this point in time, when you are studying for AMA exams, the one useful feature in a book is the index. The index, it is at the back. Because when you know a topic of Nukuti, we understand. So, the index is going to tell you exactly which page that topic is at. Or if, for example, for definition or for illustration, the index will take you exactly to that page. So please try and use it. Also, the other pages are useful at this point. If what happens is preliminary pages. No, our authors will like to explain it, or simply we preface, like introductory, you know, good to know where this book talks about what it is. So yes, it's an academic book, but they just give you a little bit more background to help you better understand the content. So those are print, and then Guma ebooks. Ebooks require you to know what you are looking for, because you have to do a search.
Exactly, yes.
And to do a search also, you need to know the keywords. So I'm ebooks. I keep complaining this Nami within our circles, but it will be nice if you can browse, you know. So if you have a list of books that you can just click and see, but unfortunately, when it comes to ebooks, you must log in and you must do the search yourself and then see what is it that comes up from the, so you need to know your stuff. Then in your reading, what you are doing is that you are making a comparison. So you're comparing this one and that one. So when you compare, you look at what is similar, and when you contrast, you look at how this one is different to the other one. And the other useful feature as well that you can do, so practically while going through your reading, is to create a mind map. So concepts map where you link is in those. Okay, if what you're talking about football, so football is sporty, it is contact sports, there's male, female, there are rules. So I mean, once you have that sketch somewhere on your piece of paper, it then forces you to go in different directions.
Yeah, and you know, while on that, Mr. Matri, I don't know, you remember yesterday we were speaking about some of the tips as well, and you spoke of the mind map.
Yes,
clearly
yes.
A spider, what do you call that one? Spider web. Yes, I think yes. That's one of the tips.
It does. And also, so make sure the language that you are using in your concepts map is the language that the teacher is going to use. So if we feel, could you talk about employees, then you use that to refer to people. In some fields, we don't talk about employees, but we talk about clients. So now we're using our clients. In some fields, we talk about workers. So it still is people, but you are using, you know, the appropriate
term. Appropriate terms.
To define that, yeah. So that is reading. Unfortunately, you have to read. Then number three is be smart. Yes, we do want you to study hard, but studying hard also can be smart, right? Now, basically, this means that we need to use the technology that we have. So you need to see whatever it is that you are studying. So again, linking to AMA mind maps is AMA infographics. I'm a robot, they like creating an infographic. So if also has a mind map and then you put it on a robot, it can create something for you, fantastic, that helps you, you know. So if for example you need to remember fruits, it's going to show you pictures of grapes, apples, just something that triggers your mind. But sometimes the mind remembers pictures more than words, you know. So experiment with that. And also, ama robots, they have reading assistants. So if you put in a paragraph, I was with a keep a one sentence summary to say this is saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are the keywords. Again, remember you are studying, so you are revising, so it helps. If you're wrong report to Zobon, oh my, now very something that you are doing.
Yeah.
Also use that feature post. It helps you see, and of course, good old videos. I mean, there are videos. Again, these days with AMA reports, you can even create your own videos. So if you wanna show a process how a plant grows or anything, go my robots. I mean, students quality simulation. So you can ask your robot to do this for me. It's going to try and create it for you. So you just need to find it. Do use AMA robot to help you see. It is a smart way of learning. The other one is for you to listen, to say things, right? So again, if you are working smart, there is a read aloud feature on computers, on most computer programs, where so while you are sitting, while you are thinking, while you have a text in, you can work as a person, you can then be listening to your computer or your phone reading to you. It's okay, this is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, so again, it helps you keep up with your work. You can also create your own voice notes as well. You can record yourself reading low chapter, low summary. This calculation or this section requires me to remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, it's just, you know, you using your time wisely and getting your mind active.
Yes.
And the other way also of working smart is to play. So because I mean, for some reason as well, as human beings, we enjoy playing. One way of playing is to practice. So give yourself, do as many exercises as possible. Talk to other people who say, do you have any interesting question that you can think of, that you can ask? Discuss that, debate that. And also use the robots as well to create some quizzes for you. So they are very good, because they will create a quiz based on what you have asked it. And also basically as an answer. And then may justify why this answer is wrong and why this answer is correct. As you are doing that, is also you are doing a lot of things. Now you can see, so it's no longer just you using just your study card, but you are using different things. And in that 8 hours, that 4 hours you have, you have approached the same problem from many different angles. And that gives you confidence. By the time you walk into the exam room, you know, history circle. And the last one, to put yourself in the shoes of a teacher, is to understand that learning is a scaffold. So, okay, what are my steps? So, color, basics, so up until also figure to the last part. Now, let's talk about what we all know. But when we went to first grade one primary school, Ufundo R-A-E-O-U.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, the most important thing for you is to count. The most important thing for you are my vowels in the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, so you're seeing that. So, and this is good enough for lower level. So in most fields, guna terminology akona basic. Also guna structure akona, sibiza ngetaxonomy. So where you need to understand how things fit. So I pirim alphabet, ihamba kanjalo A B C D. So akukuthi sishintshe. Yes, of course. The next step that we start doing now is to create words, right? So once you create my words, now we are combining. So the letters, so that they make sense. Order as well, how we write words, there's no right nor wrong. I get second spelling, man, second ibalo, so a pegalum, a pegalina, upali balo zako. So, good thing at this level is we know what the easy grammar and also there's a theory. So, if good thing we're doing on my subject, so the theory, a show ama rules, good thing if a sentence must have a full stop. Ascendant, the first letter must be in capital letter. So those are basics that we all need to remember and know. Yes. And the next thing we're expected to do is to solve our problems. Of course, you know now with theory, you know language, then the next thing is how do you solve? So you must write, you must calculate, and eventually we must create our own stories. So you must, I'm not sure you can, I think probably say high school where you start working on our crafts. But we don't start in our crafts, for example, the primary school. So yes, it gonna build up. So from the basics. So if you lost your AMA basics early on, you usually crash. Now in the CSE show, AGUMA students at this level, there's some often if you are battling with a section in your work, it means maybe something did not happen in high school, so it doesn't you know, go back and check classroom maths. Just to see, did I get this correct? So let's, so let's, you know, by now, mess it with very bad. And also, no, or else, you could have been a motor wenza, low level, low, a below you. I mean, Lapagawani, Kutiwan, go goes, I seem to struggle assurance. I know assurance, but saying you are tracing a four, I still battle. And you know, so that must give you my answers. But basically, it's that appreciation you could see. Learning is a scaffold, it's a masterpiece. And the only way you must know a masterpiece is to touch each and every rung up until the sweep puzzle.
Yes.
Just a few tips to those who are writing. Again, I always say it's easy for us to talk, but I was posting, I'm not writing. God, yes. Again, hopefully just a few things to remind you to attempt to keep moving and, you know, to keep pushing. What else can we do? This is the life we chose.
Definitely. Wow. I like those tips, man, Mr. Matri. And coming from someone who understands very my examinations, who's been writing on my examinations for quite some time, and someone who works with Ngwadi, who knows Gempele Uguti what works, especially with my study tips, because Gempele, you'd find Uguti, there's someone who's really struggling. Yeah. Uguti, okay, like I'm not getting information right. And you know, some people, when they see a problem, when they see Uguti, there's a problem, they start panicking, and then suddenly they can't do anything.
Yes,
they can easily get the assistance, even on a Kuma librarian. You didn't mention that Nivala very late these days.
We're closing very late, Andrew. No excuses, please. We close just before midnight. So just before midnight, we are open. We are still open. Come and put up shop, a library.
Thank you so much, Mr. Michael. Really appreciate your time. Just one question. There's a person who's new at MUT, is a staff member. Mr. Michael, is staff really, can staff members access the library for learning purposes?
Yes. We do. I mean, so staff, lecturers, academic, support staff, admin staff. So we do encourage. You know, it's always nice. I mean, as we are all very welcoming.
Mm.
If we in our teach, your students will meet them there. They'll be happy to see you. They won't worry you. They'll give you space. But yes, yeah. By all means, come and visit. Come and borrow our materials as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matri. Hopefully, upendulekile.
Yes.
Because it's also belalele. Thank you so much, Mr. Matri. Really appreciate your time. Ne? See you probably next week.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, Yaki Uti.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.